Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to part two of this five-part Teach Me Something Tuesday. I'm your host, Dr. F. Scott Feel, and we are going over a little bit of self-care, thanks, feeling happy and grateful and gratitude and just really being overly abundant with love and care and feeling good. One of the things that we talked about in the first part of this five-part series was really just checking in on yourself, right? And this part is going to go a little bit deeper. This is an active thing that you need to start thinking about and considering with regards to your general health, and that's breaks, rest breaks, mental health breaks, vacations, right? Just breaks. And let's say we're a student or a professor, and we're actively working on something. Either we're preparing a lesson plan or we are studying for something. The human brain needs breaks every 90 to 120 minutes. You cannot sit there and study for 8 hours straight. You can't sit there and write a transcript for 8 hours, or a manuscript for 8 hours straight. You just can't do it. The brain needs a break. It needs to rest. And when we do that, we really need to take a disconnection break. We need to get up, move around, walk around, go outside, get some fresh air, get some sunlight, some vitamin D, but it has to be a quality break. You can't just like say, all right, I'm done studying for a few minutes. I'm going to go scroll social media for a while, right? Put the phone down, do something, get outside, but actively disconnect from what it was you were doing. Let the brain take it all in. Let the brain think over and reflect on what we were just doing. And really try to boost your mood, your focus, your energy, and that motivation to get back to work and continue to progress and continue to accomplish things, right? And that really leads us to the biggest break, the final end of the day break, or once we're completely done with our work for the day, we need to take that larger break, right? That big rest break and disconnect from what it was that we were doing all day and focusing on, right? You know, whether it is a hobby or exercise or, you know, meeting with friends or, you know, whatever it is that actively fuels you, that really energizes you and replenishes you, that's something that we need to be doing when we take our final break at the end of the day, right? We need to decompress, separate ourselves from work. You don't necessarily want to bring work home. Or if you work from home, you know, you don't want to kind of carry it over into family life too, right? You really want to kind of put things on hold from work and school and work on being home and present and with your family or with yourself and, you know, your pets or whatever it may be, right? But we really need to start thinking about scheduling in little micro rest breaks, you know, 10 or 15 minutes every 90 to 120 minutes. And then the big rest break at the end of the day where we fully disconnect. And that doesn't mean sitting on the couch, lounging, watching Netflix all night and binging. That's okay on occasion, right? But really, is that 2, 3, 4 hours of Netflix going to progress you and make you the best version of yourself? I would argue probably not. So again, take rest breaks, schedule them in throughout your day, 15 to 20 minute active in breaks with intention away from what you're working on. And then above and beyond that, at the end of the day, when we're ready to settle down and totally decompress and reflect on our day, do something that we love, a hobby or a game or, you know, something outside that really energizes you, something that fuels your passion, because that will keep you moving forward. That will keep progressing you and get you that 1% better than you were the day before, that kind of thing. Hope that was helpful. Hope that we're thinking about all the things we're thankful and grateful for this week. And we will see you on the next one. Hello, everybody. Dr. F. Scott Feel here, and we don't do this nearly enough. I wanted to thank you as an audience for being here, for listening to the shows. Without you guys, we wouldn't have anybody to geek out with over education and learning and teaching and educating. So thank you for being here, for being, you know, faithful listeners over the years. Also, if possible, we'd love to ask a favor. We don't do this often, but if you could leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it. It helps boost our rankings and our algorithm and really just helps get this message out to more people out there in healthcare education who may need, you know, some of the episodes and the experts that we interview. So if you could, like I said, leave a rating and review, we would greatly appreciate it. And we will see you on the next show.